Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. It is a day, of course, I will never forget because it's my wedding day.
What?
42 years ago today. The best decision of my life, certainly saying I do. And by choosing Cinco de Mayo, it's pretty hard to forget your anniversary. Welcome to the program, everybody. We are here live Monday through Friday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com, posting the program there, making it very easy for you to listen to the program on your schedule, really anywhere, anytime. We'll get things rolling on this Monday afternoon, our Monday political face-off. And then at about 12:30, we will welcome General John Wickham. General Wickham is a regular monthly contributor to our program, a gentleman I admire very much. He's the former chief of staff of the U.S. Army. It's always good to hear from General Wickham and his take on foreign affairs, especially what's been going on over in the Ukraine. Every Monday, we kick off the show with a Monday political face-off featuring our team of commentators. Today, momentarily, we will be joined by Paul Eckerstrom. Paul is a longtime Democrat Party activist, former state and local Democrat Party chair. Carolyn Cox is with me in studio. Carolyn, a little over 3 years, she has been the chair of the Republican Party in Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. We had Moe over to the house, had some mirrors done for our bathroom remodeling. Carolyn, first of all, good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I am so delighted with the product. You know, whenever you get into home remodeling,
oh, yeah. You never know.
You never know what to expect, but Mo really delivered the goods, so we're very happy with him. And Paul Eckerstrom will be with us on the phone. Paul got tied up with some issues at work, so we'll hear from Paul. Paul, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, great. Good to hear from you, Paul. Thank you for taking part. Paul, I want to, and Carolyn, I want to begin with the Independent Redistricting Commission that was created after the voters in the year 2000, a voter-approved law that, in effect, gave this commission the power to draw political lines. This commission and what they have done is being challenged not only on the for the state's 30 legislative districts, but also the 9 congressional districts. Was this a huge mistake, Carolyn Cox, this independent redistricting commission?
Yes, it certainly was. I mean, the Constitution says that these districts are supposed to be drawn by the legislators. The legislators didn't do it and weren't able to do it this time, and I think it was a real mistake. In fact, I'm not in favor of citizens' initiatives anyway, because it just happens that most of the times the citizens have no idea what they're voting for.
So you wish they didn't even have them here.
I wish we'd have just stuck with the way it was supposed to be defined.
Paul, what do you think about that, Paul Eckerstrom?
Well, the Constitution, originally the Arizona Constitution said that the legislature does it, but the actual initiative that was passed back in, I guess it was 2000,
right.
That initiative changed the Arizona Constitution. It was a constitutional amendment. So legally, this was all done properly. The commission has the power. It's appointed through a process working with, the legislature gets to appoint 4 of the members, and then those 4 members then pick one person who's an independent. And so there's nothing wrong with this legally. I don't see how anybody, including the U.S. Supreme Court, is going to overturn the will of the voting public in Arizona when they actually change the Constitution by a vote of the public. And I have a feeling that there's no legal challenge to actually wipe this off the books. Now, there may be legal challenges to what this particular commission did in the congressional legislative districts. I don't think there's really anything wrong with those as well. But, you know, there, you can have legal challenges for that. But as for the actual legislation that passed through an initiative process and a constitutional amendment, changing the power from the legislature, which obviously has, you know, issues there in terms of people redistricting their own districts, to giving it to an independent commission, I don't think there's any legal challenge there that can even come close to wiping that out and giving it back to the state legislature the power. The only way that can happen is by, again, a vote by the public to change that back to the legislature, and that would have to be done by either referendum or by initiative, and at this point, we don't have anything like that that's going forward.
Yeah, I just think that the whole thing had some idealized idea about how it was going to work, and in practice, it did not work that way. It was very pro-Democrat, which obviously I'm opposed to, but it divided the districts in strange ways.
Let me interject there.
Yeah.
The first time that the commission was put together last decade for 2002 election forward after the last census, Democrats had problems with that commission's redistricting. So, it can cut both ways. It's not going to be a perfect system. No system is. But it's a heck of a lot better than having legislators redistricting their own districts and gerrymandering it for their whichever party is in power in the legislature at the time are going to gerrymander it so that it's in their favor.
It's just the difference on who does the gerrymandering.
It's much less. Everything's political, but it's much less politics injected when you have an independent commission put together. And that was the whole purpose, was to try to take some of that out of the process.
I think it's
worked generally. The Democrats had problems last decade with the redistricting commission. The Republicans have problems this decade. But, you know, nobody's ever going to be happy with it. And frankly, the Democrats on our side weren't happy with this redistricting as much as it. What we would really like to see is more competitive districts. And we got a little bit of that in this last redistricting, but not enough, I don't think.
All right. Well, Carolyn, can a state lawmaker be impartial in as Paul is contending, really it's hard for them. They're going to be gerrymandering their own district.
Sure they are, but the people who were on the commission were not impartial either. So, there is no good way to do this.
But right now, Carolyn Cox, you feel that the districts are unfair.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. In what way? They're just leaning more toward Democrats?
Right. It was sort of like the commission decided, okay, we'll have so many Democrats come out of here and so many Republicans out of here, and that's the way we'll put it together.
Okay, Paul?
Well, you know, I disagree with that. I mean, the congressional districts, basically are more competitive in certain districts, and then there's heavily Democratic districts and heavily Republican districts, and whoever wins those three or so more competitive congressional districts, which, frankly, lean a little bit to the Republican side, that's where the battleground is. I wish all the congressional districts were more competitive, but we're not going to get that. And the same with the legislative districts. There's only really about 10 of the 30 legislative districts that are competitive. Either they're heavily, quite a few of them are heavily Republican, and less of them, but there's a number of them that are heavily Democratic. It's the if you have more competitive districts, though, I think you get a better reflection of what the electorate wants when they vote, and we don't get these kind of strange candidates coming in uncompetitive districts in the primaries where very, very few people vote in the primaries, because if it's an uncompetitive district, whoever wins the primary on the Republican side in the heavily Republican districts going to be the legislator, and vice versa for the Democrats. I think that's not necessarily a good way to run this. If we have more competitive general elections, I think you get more people voting in general elections, you get more a better reflection of the state legislature and your congressional districts of what the electorate actually wants, people out there who are actually voting in general election.
Okay, Carolyn, kind of final thought on this, and we're going to move to another subject.
I think we should move to another subject.
Okay, let's move to another subject. We will do it after the break right here. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. We'll be talking about a new voucher plan that has been put forward. State School Superintendent John Hoopenthal making that announcement last Friday. We'll talk about that on the Monday Political Face-Off right after this. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Well, 12:19 on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show on this Cinco de Mayo, this portion of the Monday Political Face-Off, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Our commentators today, Carolyn Cox, who is the chair of the Pima County Republican Party, and Paul Eckerstrom is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. The state school superintendent, John Hoopenthal, announced his decision on Friday, basically saying he's going to be interpreting the state law when it comes to school vouchers, Carolyn, that they would be computed based on what the state now pays in per pupil aid to charter schools. And in effect, the aid will be higher for the per student basis than the folks going to public schools. But you are a big supporter of these vouchers.
Yes, I am. I absolutely am, because I think our public schools are failing the young people in the poorest neighborhoods. You know, when Condoleezza Rice can say that I can look at your zip code and I can tell if you're going to succeed or fail, that's a terrible observation to make. Something has to shake up the whole school system. And whether it's because it's unionized or what, I don't know. I remember Albert Shanker, who was president of the American Federation of Teachers many years ago, said, when the kids pay dues, I'll represent the kids. And I think that's kind of the crass attitude that is out there. Nobody seems to care if the kids succeed or not. We have San Miguel, which is a perfect example of a school that's in the poorest part of town. And, the kids are... They can't even qualify if they're not below poverty level. So it can be done. Susana Martinez, the governor of New Mexico, is talking about a school in South New Mexico that finally one day the teachers and the principal just said, hey, we've got these kids for 7 hours a day. We're just going to teach them. And they did it, and they brought that school from the bottom performing school to like number 3 in the whole state. You can't tell me that if the teachers' hands were untied and they were permitted to teach, that they can't teach these kids. And you know, you and I have talked about the fact that there's no longer any shop or things like that that are taught in school.
Vocational.
Yes. The kids leave school. They have no skills. They don't read well. They don't know their math. They don't have any vocational skills. We just throw them out the front door and tell them they've graduated.
Paul Eckerstrom, I know you're very concerned about what some have called the dismantling of public education in Arizona.
Yep. And that's exactly what's going on here. Carolyn says, well, the public schools are not doing well, and therefore we should let everybody go to private schools. And, you know, the best private schools out there, the ones that actually are good, are $13,000 a year. And no, I don't know if she's saying that us taxpayers should provide $13,000 a year for every child to go to school, but that's a heck of a lot higher than what they've done to our public schools, where we fund our public schools only around $5,000 a kid.
I think what we really need to do...
Let me finish. We are dead last in the country now. Dead last in the country in terms of funding our public schools per pupil spending. And that wasn't the case when I went to schools here. When I was in elementary school, we were 6th in the nation. By the time I graduated from high school, we had dropped to maybe 24th in the nation, but we were still in the middle of the pack. And we did have vocational classes, and we did have sports, and we did have everything every student needed to succeed in public schools. The problem is, about 30 years ago, the Republican Party and this state legislature decided to defund our public schools so we would have a self-fulfilling prophecy where they would fail. And because of that, we have dropped to dead last in the country in funding our public schools, and therefore, yes, self-fulfilling prophecy. They're not doing as well.
No, so that's not true.
They're turning to vouchers, and their voucher program, frankly, doesn't even pay I've got a booklet
in front of me. The Cato Institute published it. It's for over 40 years, and every state in the nation is showing that they have spent more and more and more money on public schools, and the performance doesn't change. We have to do something different. We have to shake this up. And I believe in all of the voucher systems. Remember in Washington, D.C., when President Obama tried to throw that voucher program away, and the parents had a fit, and he was forced to put that one back in. Now, he won't expand it, but at least he had to put that one back in. But any place where you give the parents the choice, let them pick the school they want, and don't make it so that just because they're poor, they have to be stuck with the school that they're in their neighborhood.
Okay. Paul,
if we go to a full-blown voucher system, this is where we're going. Rich people who send their kids to private schools for $13,000 a year will get $4,000, $5,000 to subsidize that they don't get right now. And they're rich. They don't need it. But they're going to get $5,000 to take care of $5,000 of the $13,000.
But if you had an idea how to fix
one at a time,
the rest of the kids' families, they can't afford that $13,000 additional $9,000. They're going to take their $5,000 and they're going to have to go to a strip mall school. They're going to have to go to strip mall high.
We're failing them by the thousands.
Hold on.
Don't have libraries, where they don't have computers, and where they don't have ball fields to play sports. That's where we're going. We're going for a two-tiered system if we do this.
Paul and Carolyn, time out 1 second. Let's hear from Terry on the Buckmaster Show live line. He's been waiting very patiently. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, thank you, Bill. And I hate to say it, but I agree with Carolyn. For God's sakes, I don't know why. I'm an independent and have my own reason. Look, education, it's not just one shoe that fits all. I think we're doing a disservice, and we're actually dumbing down the children. And that's who we're trying to help. We're not trying to help the adults, thank you. They got their education. Now it's time for the children, and that's what the Democratic Party is always crying out. Do something for the children. But we are. Let's try something different and new.
Okay.
Vouchers. And not only Carolyn, I want to say this. And I think going into the neighborhood, that's what it's all about. And the poor need to be represented better. Not by government, not by decree, not by the almighty one in the White House.
All right, Terry.
But we the people make that choice. And choice is voucher. Thank you. God bless America.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Paul.
Let me say something else here that people don't seem to understand. Money in public schools do make a difference. Carolyn said that we're spending more money and it's not making a difference. That is not true. If you look at what Maryland did in 2002 through 2005, they actually legislated more money to the public schools. And the public schools systems got to choose what they spent it on, but they had to have a plan to improve their test scores. They went from about a little below average to about average, a little above average in spending per pupil in the country. They went from 29th in test scores to number one. And what they spent most of their money on was teacher salaries, because it means good teachers in classrooms are what make the big difference. And the other thing is classroom size, reducing the classroom size so teachers can give students more time. And as a result, they went from 29th in test scores in the country to number one, and they were just a little bit above average in terms of the spending per pupil. So money does make a difference.
Okay,
and
Paul,
when you take money away, it makes a difference in the detriment and the negative for kids. If you add money in to the public schools, it helps them.
All right.
Not necessarily. And Susanna Martinez showed that she did it with the same teachers, the same principal, and the same money, and made a total difference just because they decided to teach the kids rather than following all.
All right. Time out again. Christine with us. Let's see if we can work one more call in. Christine,
go ahead. Yeah, I would like to make a comment against Paul's comments. We have had the same Democrats in power of TUSD and in Tucson for 30-some years. This isn't the state legislator, and they have given us one of the poorest school districts in the nation and one of the largest. And in that school district are three of the top schools in the whole nation, and they are operating under the voucher program, which shows the voucher program can be successful.
Okay, thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
And now, Paul?
You know what? We have one of the top high schools in TUSD in the country as well, at University High. And I will also say, I went to TUSD, I got a great education, but that's when they were funded properly in this state. And yes, you know, TUSD is failing. A lot of school districts are failing now in this state because they're not getting enough money from the state legislature. We are now dead last in funding of schools, public schools in this state.
Okay.
And that's why they're failing.
All right, Paul, I'm going to have to...
It's just not true. I'm looking at a document here that shows every state for the last 40 years.
All right, I'm going to have to cut you both off because we are out of time. Paul, thanks a lot for taking part of a very busy day to talk with us. Paul, thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks. And Carolyn, thank you very much for coming
welcome.
In.
Thank you, Bill.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com, and they're also on Facebook. Coming up in the next half hour, our conversation with General John Wickham. That's next.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House says it's concerned by the deteriorating situation in southern Ukraine. The U.S. and Europe have been focused on eastern Ukraine, which is near Russia, but the unrest has spread to Ukraine's southern port of Odessa. The U.S. deploying an economic weapon against Russia that could prove to be more costly than sanctions. It's the Internal Revenue Service. A public safety official in Rhode Island says a snapped metal connector is the only piece of equipment that's been found that failed in yesterday's circus mishap. It sent 8 aerial acrobats falling to the ground. Police say a VA hospital employee in Ohio was shot in the ankle today while struggling with a retired worker over a gun. Authorities in Dayton say that the suspect is in custody. On Wall Street, stocks modestly higher now. More details at srnnews.com.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
UA Biosphere 2's new ocean gallery and its large viewing windows give tour visitors a look under the surface of the existing Biosphere 2 ocean. Within the ocean gallery is the new Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit, which chronicles the storied 1940 journey of author John Steinbeck and marine biologist Ed Ricketts to the Gulf. Experience this remarkable journey for yourself. Come visit Biosphere 2 today. Info at b2science.org. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
.12:35 now on this Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. The 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, and once a month, usually and hopefully the first Monday of the month, we always welcome General John Wickham. General Wickham is the Buckmaster Show Military and Foreign Affairs contributor. He was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. General Wickham was also Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. He served a total of 41 years in the United States Army. He is now retired in Oro Valley and joins us from Oro Valley on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General, how are you today?
Doing fine, Bill. Look forward to our discussion as always.
One of the many publications I read along with the daily newspapers is the Economist magazine published in London. The current issue talks about, really, will the United States come to the aid of any country anymore? And I think what they're getting at is the Ukraine and why the United States is not really being more active in a really volatile situation, a situation that some say could lead to the start of World War III. Where are we in this issue right now?
We're not there, Bill, and we should not become aggravated about the talk of war. The New York Times, in its editorial on Sunday, and also Tom Friedman in his wonderful article in the Sunday paper, talked about the fact that we are doing reasonably well. Let us give some credit where credit is due. Yes, we could do better. We would hope for better. But we're living in a very dangerous and difficult world. There are things that we cannot control as much as we would like to. Now, what Putin is no hairy-chested leader. He's a dictator, and he's managing an economy that is in bad shape. And the sanctions that are being imposed by European nations and the United States are pummeling his economy. So I think Putin's going to swing around. Now, what Putin is trying to do, I understand a little bit of Russian. I studied it at West Point and have been to Russia a number of times. I think what he's trying to do is to emphasize Mother Russia and the value of cultural affinity for Russia, and that the former members of the Soviet Union should be looking to Russia and not towards the West, not towards the European Union, as Ukraine wanted to do. And in a way, Bill, we have caused some of this angst by what we have done. We have pushed NATO eastward up to the Soviet borders. We put anti-ballistic missiles in Poland for a while, ostensibly to counter Iran. But the Russians saw it as a threat to them. So the Russians see the march eastward of NATO and trying to get these nations, of former Russian nations, into NATO as a threat to Russia. So it's natural what they would be reacting. George Kennan, the father of the containment policy, died 101 years old a couple of years ago. And if he were alive today, I think George Kennan, I've just read a book about him, a new book of his diary that he kept. I think George Kennan would say, we should ease back and we should try to engage Russia. We need Russia's involvement in solving some of the global problems like Iran, like Syria, like nuclear proliferation. And the Ukraine is small potatoes. They're not going to invade Ukraine, in my humble opinion. They're going to try to encourage unrest, as they should, given their circumstances. But we've got to be sure that we have the elections on the 25th of May, that they are well handled. As we've talked previously on your program, Merkel, Angela Merkel, talks almost every day to Putin. Merkel speaks fluent Russian, and Putin speaks fluent German, so they don't need an interpreter. They have very good connection and good relations. And Merkel believes that we are doing the right things and we're not on the threshold of war.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. And to the live line we go. Matt is with us with General Wickham. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, at first I'd like to say, you know, General Wickham, I have the utmost respect for you. And I thought it was fun to call in and say, can I humbly disagree a little and just
of course.
Hear your opinion? What do you think? My disagreement is I don't think this is about Russia, and I think this is really more about President Putin himself becoming some sort of iconoclastic figurehead of sorts. And his personality dominating strategic matters, and my concern is if we do not take him on as a person, not Russia, and we are basically allowing a continuation of like the Stalinist, you know, the Stalin character, the Hitler character. You understand what I'm the ideology
yeah.
of a,
yeah.
a single
yeah.
person. Basically imprinting his own personality on a nation
yeah.
state
and
causing such
yes.
Matt,
distress.
You and I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You and I agree. I appreciate your point of view, and I agree with you. Yes, Putin, we need to take Putin on directly, and I think that we are doing this. There's a lot of things going on in private that you and I are not aware of. But I'm sensitive to things going on. Angela Merkel is playing a role there. Yes, Putin is an unusual man. You know, he just divorced his wife. His personal life is in shambles, and that may be part of the problem with the man. But he is pushing, and he is popular in Russia, and this popularity sort of feeds on itself. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that... We're going to have to deal directly with him, and we are doing that. We better be talking, and we're doing more of that rather than sort of flexing muscles.
All right, General Wickham, we're going to take a pause right here. 790-2040, 790-2040 for the Buckmaster Show live line. Back with General Wickham right after this.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045, fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Tucson Desert Art Museum.
Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, and that means it's once again time for the Southwest's unparalleled free music event. It is the Silver City Blues Festival, 19th annual. 9 Saturday and Sunday performances are free and open to the public. You can find out more about the great things to do and places to stay in the Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico area by visiting southwestnewmexico.org, a great list of the places to stay like Bear Paw Ranch. We thank Silver City for being one of the longtime sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. And, of course, we always thank General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, for contributing to our Buckmaster Show, appearing with us once a month. And, General Wickham, you have a unique knowledge of the Korean situation. Are you hearing anything about more of these tests, nuclear tests, over there in North Korea?
Yes, I am, Bill. And just one comment. I'm always amazed at your callers like Matt and others that have called in, how well informed most of your callers are on subjects. So I think it's a tribute to your program. But on the Korean scene, there's evidence that the North Koreans are preparing to test one or two more nuclear devices. The nuclear business does require testing periodically if you're a beginner in it, in order to get the proper yields and to be sure that the weapons will go off. And I think they're still in the process of learning about that. So it's likely they're going to do one or two more tests.
Is the sentiment in Japan to move toward a nuclear weapon?
There is. There evidence in some of the legislators, and even in South Korea, their legislators are talking about doing this. The fact is, Bill, that in Japan, they have enough plutonium left over as waste from their nuclear reactors to actually build nuclear weapons in a matter of a few months if they decided to do so. I don't think they will, but they could. In South Korea, they could start up their program in almost overnight. When I was over there as the commander, their program was moribund. We actually had them stop it because we gave them the nuclear shield. Mm. So there is talk in both countries that they need to move ahead, and particularly with the United States beginning to talk about reducing its military capabilities and maybe going to zero nuclear weapons. That won't happen in our lifetimes, I don't think. But it does alarm countries like that, and the North Korean situation is a problem. I talked to some people who have been visiting in North Korea from the State Department years ago. They retired, and they make the point that the North Koreans believe that they are the true Koreans and that they have an obligation, an inherent national obligation, to reunify the peninsula, and that they will use whatever force is necessary to do it. So that's pretty ominous to hear that.
790-2040, 790-2040. General John Wickham is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Let's bring our military discussion now back to Southern Arizona. Perhaps you saw the front page piece in the Arizona Daily Star yesterday, General Wickham, on the Sunday paper about the importance not only to this country's national defense, but to the local economy of Davis Mountain Air Force Base. And they were talking about the A-10 and the connection to estimated 2,000 jobs, military and civilian, that would be affected if the A-10 were to go away. But we really don't have a handle yet on the timetable for this, do we, General?
No, we don't. And we need to think bigger. We need to think outside the box, so to speak. I'm not sharing any secrets. I just happened to meet with the mayor of Tucson on the ferry issue at his request. And we talked about a variety of opportunities that could exist. For example, the boneyard at Davis Mountain with old aircraft, many of them being sold foreign military sales, that boneyard could be expanded to include aircraft from all of the services. And also, it could be expanded to include military vehicles, excuse me, that we're bringing back from the wars in the Middle East. Number two, for years, the Army has been trying to get the foreign language school at Monterey to Arizona, basically to Fort Huachuca, where we have an intelligence school. Why not have an intelligence school structure at Davis Monthan, cheek to jowl with the university? That would be very attractive for Monterey to move the defense language school here, and you could have a defense language structure and intelligence opportunity at Davis Monthan. I think that would be very attractive to the current leadership in the Pentagon to do that. So I think there are things that can be done outside the box of aircraft that would enhance Davis Monthan's future. And the mayor understands that, and he's moving. He says he's going to move with some alacrity to get the opportunity to do that.
Well, General Wickham, that's the first I've heard about actually expanding the boneyard. Yeah, it does make sense with our climate. All these, not only aircraft, but these vehicles, tanks, and other things that become obsolete. I don't know what they do with them now, but maybe they could move them to Tucson.
They could. You're exactly right, Bill. The weather is ideal for preservation. And guess what? There is a railroad hub that is adjacent to the boneyard. So it is a simple matter to move heavy loads in and out of the boneyard. So it's an ideal circumstance if you're willing to think outside the box. And I think we've got to do that for Davis-Monthan.
How about the Veterans Administration, one of your service areas that you love to talk with veterans? And I know that you go to the VA center here in Tucson and you speak to veterans. Is there a sense the frustration is growing that they're just not getting the timely service that they deserve?
Yes, there is, and I think it's valid. Rick Shinseki, the head of the VA, has promised we're going to cut back and on the delay and had more people, and they have hired more people, but the delays are still much too long. And guess what? I've raised the idea with Gardner, the head of the VA Medical Center here. Instead of the veteran waiting for his disability claim to be pursued 1 or 2 years, why not, with every veteran that puts in a claim, immediately grant some opportunity to go to the VA centers and even some grant some disability payments if that's warranted, and put the burden of delay back on the people that are processing the claim, not on the veteran. In other words, turn it around. And that would lead, I think, to less suicides and less trauma for the veterans. And that could work. Gardner, the head of the VA medical clinic here, was excited about the idea. So maybe something will come of it in a good shape. We have one of the best medical centers in the nation here in Tucson, and that's because of the quality leadership there. We've had difficulties up in Phoenix, and I do think they need to examine the problems of leadership up there.
You had mentioned the mayor of Tucson, Jonathan Rothschild, who was with us a couple of days ago. And the homeless veteran situation is something that the mayor here in Tucson and the mayor up in Phoenix have been trying to tackle, this issue of helping homeless veterans get off the street here in Tucson.
And Rick Shinseki, back to the VA, has a plan to get all homeless veterans off the street by 2015. Now, that's going to be difficult to do. That isn't going to do away with the problem. People become homeless for a variety of reasons, and even though we get rid of the current homeless veterans, there will be others that will be added to it. But more needs to be done. We probably have, the numbers are hard to come up with, no way to count of homeless veterans, but probably in the nation there's close to 10,000. And in Tucson, there may be at least 1 to 2,000, and Phoenix the same, because of the large number of veterans in our two cities. And the warmer weather attracts people to come here. But the homeless thing is a problem. And we need to have more communities. Splendida, where I live, turns itself inside out to provide all kinds of help to homeless veterans. Once you get homeless veterans into a home, they don't have enough cleaning materials, for example. They don't have any furniture. Where are they going to get that from? Well, we get people that are willing to give it to them, and we're doing that. Splendida has done a lot of that, and I think more communities could reach out more instead of just say we talk about helping veterans. Let's do it. Let's walk the talk.
Well, congratulations, General Wickham, on all the community service that you do, and of course the service that you gave over 40 years for this country in uniform. Were you out on the bicycle ride? You try to take a ride, I know, of several miles a day, correct?
I do. Yeah, I go at least 6 to 8 miles a day, Bill.
Wow.
As long as the good Lord will let me to stay fit.
Well, you're doing a good job, and General Wickham, we always appreciate what you do for this program. Thank you very much.
God bless, Bill. You got a wonderful program educating citizens in our town.
Thank you very much. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, and we will be talking with him the first Monday of June. General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the United States Army. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Our friends at Culligan, I know you're listening, and I want to say thank you very much. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests are treated to a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up tomorrow morning, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, it's the Wake Up Tucson Show with Chris and Joe. Then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone is from 8 to 9. Chris and a guest host every day on the program. Then at 12:04, Rosemary Brandt, producer, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.